This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We are off and running on a Wednesday night. It is a special Wednesday night, Matt Newman's. Not just because you and I are working. We haven't worked a Wednesday in quite some time.
It's been a long time.
But it is the start of the NFL season. It smells better in the studio. Is it football or is it the pizza that is sitting right here from Dom DeMarcos?
It's both. It's football and pizza. They go together. And it's great to have Dom DeMarcos back. Going to be our official Monday Night Football sponsor on VSiN Primetime. Tim, this is a Wednesday night version. I was out there today doing the football preview show on the patio with Jim Feist and Chuck Edel, the Iceman. And I decided to bring some food over for those of us in studio tonight. And we're going to have food every Monday night. That's something to look forward to going forward this season.
And pizza's going to taste...
Best of Las Vegas, by the way. Voted best of Las Vegas. We're going to have this pizza every Monday night the rest of the season.
Al,
how about that, Tim?
Always appreciate you. I got my gift certificate over to Dom DeMarcos. I need to get over there soon, bring the fam over there after a fun college basketball season. Not good enough to beat Paul Stone, but good enough to get a gift card to Dom DeMarcos. No, excited to have Dom DeMarcos back. Excited to have football back. Matt, it's going to be a unique run for us. We're going to be on Wednesday nights moving forward, but tonight we get a little Wednesday night football. We get the start of the NFL season here, and the New England Patriots visiting the Seattle Seahawks. Matt, didn't we get this game? I feel like, what was it? It was the last game we saw in 2026, wasn't it?
Well, technically, yeah. The last game I watched was an NFL preseason game a couple weeks ago, but this Super Bowl was a super bore, and that's because the Patriots' performance was pathetic. Simply put, it was pathetic. I watched the replay again a couple nights ago. It was even worse than I thought it was on Super Bowl Sunday. It was not as close as 29-13, and I think that Drake May obviously will play a lot better than he did in that game. He's got more weapons around him. I think the situation with Drake May and that Patriots offense at the end of last season, it just felt like he was fading and that offense was fizzling. And the Seattle defense, obviously, you got to give them that side of the ball a ton of credit. Seattle just shut down what the Patriots were trying to do offensively in that game. Should be a little bit different story tonight, Tim. And this is why I have not bet the Seahawks. I didn't lay the money line, didn't lay the three. I believe Seattle's a little bit weaker defensively. They've lost some key pieces since that Super Bowl team. Obviously, you got a rookie at running back instead of Kenneth Walker. You got Jadarian Price, a rookie from Notre Dame. And Sam Darnold turned the ball over a lot last season. He had 20 total turnovers in the regular season, and I still didn't think he played that well in the Super Bowl, right? And the Patriots playing with a little bit of revenge. I think they have to be embarrassed by what happened in the Super Bowl. I like the dog a little bit tonight. The problem is I didn't get the four and a half over the summer. I'm not going to take three now when I miss the best number. And we do have the live betting option tonight, and hopefully we can utilize live betting.
Yeah, that's the beauty of what we are going to do tonight is sit here and watch this game, react to it with you guys, and see if there are angles to attack this game from a live betting standpoint. But as we sit here, about an hour and 20 minutes away from kickoff between the Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks, and your AFC champ, New England Patriots. Right now, 3 -115, total sitting at 44. Matt, I was just down in the book. I think you were as well. Mm-hmm. It's buzzing, man. A lot of people signing up for Circa Millions. I saw more people signing up for Circa Survivor. I'm sure there are going to be some folks. I know Derek, when we do our primetime Survivor, he is in on his theory of playing here on Wednesday night and the buyback opportunity. So there's a lot of different angles, Matt. And I think as I went down there, over 1,000 people signed up from yesterday to today. We're over 21,500 right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement about Circus Survivor. We're going to talk about how you might have to reconsider the Raiders because of some breaking news this afternoon a little bit later in the show. But how about Circa Million? The guarantee is 6, and it just passed 5, Tim, right before the show. 5,003 entries in the Circa Million contest. And I've been all over town. Red Rock, Westgate, South Point, M Resort, where there's a William Hillbrook, trying to sign up for every possible contest in town here before we could get going this week. And it's been a busy week, but that's great. I think this is what we look forward to the kickoff of football season, everybody's optimistic. You see all the money you could possibly win in these contests, and you haven't lost a game yet.
You know what we're also going to have to do here in this first hour, Matt? We're going to have to check in with the GOAT, Ryan Kramer, see if his magic, his mojo from last year's first touchdown prop continues. So we will get that. But, of course, it's not a surprise what the biggest game of the night is. And we've got a little graphic, so let's get to that right now.
The lights are on and the stakes are high. It's the primetime game of the night.
Matt, I know you wanted to get a little Yamamoto in your life. Dodgers, Reds, late night tonight. But we, of course, are going with the New England Patriots, the Seattle Seahawks, our game of the night, the start of the NFL season. And boy, are there a lot of plays over at vsin.com. Tons and tons of props right now as I'm looking at the Pro Picks page at this very moment. But as for sides, a lot of differing opinions out there on the side. So here we go with the people on the Seahawks laying the three. Mike Carver, my ginger brother Will Hill, Kelly Bidlin, and Gil Alexander. A numbers game riding together with the Seahawks. Zachary Cohen and Wes Reynolds on the opposite side taking the points with the Patriots, but of course getting the hook. Dave Ross and Drew Dinsick riding with the over tonight, over 44.5. By the way, you can get a 44 right now at Circa. Wes Reynolds, he is on Seahawks team total under 24.5. So maybe a little correlation there as he took the points with the Patriots and taking the team total under on the Seahawks. And then a couple of people, Jensen Lewis and Zachary Cohen, in on the Patriots money line. And like I said, Matt, if you want player props, head on over to vsin.com. There are a ton of player props. I'll give you one from the professor because he's riding with my Notre Dame brother, Jadarian Price, over 50.5 rushing yards from the professor, Aaron Moore. So lots of plays over at vsin.com. Make sure you check it out as we got a ton of plays, and I think people, Matt, are a little excited about the start of the NFL season.
Yeah, like you said, you can feel it. We were out here in the sports book right before the show, and everybody's excited about the start of the football season and the contest. And if you're a VSIM pro, look at that page. Probably about 20 player props posted on tonight's game. I feel left out, Tim. I don't have any.
But that's why we're here, man. Huh? Live betting opportunities.
I know.
So we are here. We're going to be patient. We're going to see for the right time to strike. We're going to jump in game and bet something here. I am excited. Hopefully, Jadarian Price does have a big game. I did over the summer bet him 9-1 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. So hopefully, Jadarian Price starts off the year with a bang. Mm-hmm. Zach Charbonnet out with injury. We know that Kenneth Walker is now a Kansas City Chief. So it will be Jadarian Price as the starting running back for the Seattle Seahawks here this evening.
I kind of like the angle of Jadarian Price over his rushing total tonight. I think there's a good chance he's going to get close to 20 carries in this game, don't you think?
I would think so.
At least 15. Well, depends on the success the Seahawks are having on the ground tonight, but I would look at that. And I just anticipate Drake May is going to have a much better performance. It's a Super Bowl. He was totally out of sync. He was under pressure. And Drake May was not playing well going into that Super Bowl anyway. So I think he's going to come back and play much better tonight. I lean with the dog, but again, when you miss the 3.5 or the 4 or the 4.5, especially the 4.5, I don't want to bet it at this point. And Tim, who knows, 5 minutes into this game tonight, the live number might be Patriots +4.5, right?
You might get an opening drive touchdown from the Seattle Seahawks, and that might be an opportunity for you to jump in on the New England Patriots, or maybe just get a field goal, and maybe the number moves a little bit. And remember last year, you and I were sitting here opening night, Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. What a first half it was. Touchdowns galore. And the game went, came to a standstill. We had that delay. And then after the delay, it was a whole lot of nothing.
Totally different game, actually. If you remember that last year, if you bet the total, that was one of the worst beats of the season over the total. And now there were 41 points scored in the first half and 3 after halftime. That was a sick beat if you played that over the total last year. How often do you see that, Tim? 41 in the first, 3 in the second. That's what happened last year with the Cowboys and the Eagles. We have a great lineup tonight on the show. Chuck Esposito, our friend from the Red Rock Sportsbook, is going to be on to talk about pregame action here in about 15 minutes, 20 minutes away.
Matt Grill, DraftKings Sportsbook, and we also are going to head down under. We're going to check in with Ryan Radke, who will be on the broadcast of tomorrow's 49ers-Rams game on national radio. My good friend Ryan Radke, live from Australia.
That's great.
He's been there for a couple of weeks. He's been there much longer than the Rams have been down in Australia. So Ryan Radke going to join us later on in the show to give us a preview.
The broadcaster flew in 2 weeks?
Yeah. We took a little vacation as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 2 weeks in advance to get his body clock prepared for the game, but the Rams flew in today.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll be ready to go. Will the Rams be ready to go?
There are some people who think the Rams are doing this the right way. I guess we'll find out Thursday night.
I think you and I both have a differing opinion on that one, as Circus sits at 4 for Rams and 49ers, and I believe you and I both took the 4 on that one. We do have a busy night of Major League Baseball, which we'll hit on. Certainly not as much as we had over the summer months because the NFL season starts tonight. But, Matt, we do have another Brewers-Cubs game tonight. What a finish last night in Milwaukee. I was driving home. It sounded like doom and gloom. The Cubs were going to win this game, hit one off the wall in center field. Carson Kelly, but a two-out rally in the bottom of the ninth. Christian Yelich, two-out, two-strike single. And then Jackson Churio, line drive homer to left. And the Milwaukee Brewers snag another victory from the Cubs. Matt, how are you feeling now about your Brewers' future?
I feel like I'm in a rocking chair. It feels like a rocking chair. Now, I was very uptight. I was very aggravated about this division race a few weeks ago. Now I feel like I'm back in a rocking chair with the Brewers. The Cubs have had a closer problem in the past week.
Matt, I made a bet today regarding the Milwaukee Brewers. I'll tell you about that a little bit later on in the hour. But, Matt, let's jump back into what to expect tonight. Patriots visiting the Seahawks. We'll hear from the guru, John Hansen, on a player prop that he loves.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
About an hour away from kickoff, the start of the NFL season. Alongside Matt Eumanns, I'm Tim Murray. The Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots kick off in Seattle coming up at around 8:20 Eastern time. Right now, as we sit here, Matt, mostly 44.5 juice to the under. Circa sits at 44 flat with a total at with a side of 3 minus 115. No Travion Henderson tonight for the New England Patriots, and Nick Emenwori out for the Seattle Seahawks. So the Seahawks secondary a little bit dinged up, Matt, heading into this season opener.
Well, I mean, that's why I was a little bit hesitant to play the favorite. I know a lot of people will say, well, Seahawks were 4.5-point favorites in the Super Bowl on a neutral field. Now they're 3-point favorites at home. What's the deal? I think the Seahawks are a little bit weaker defensively and also offensively going into tonight's game. And the Patriots got to be a motivated team after that pathetic performance in the Super Bowl. And I also think the Patriots have improved in the offseason. So I lean to the dog, but didn't get the best number. And a lot of times when you don't get that best number, you feel like you're getting cheated or you're just making a dumb bet when you jump in at 3 when you could have had 4.5. So we'll play it live, and Tim, we'll see how this thing transpires here in the first quarter tonight. But I think everybody's fired up about the start of the NFL season tonight, tomorrow night. Look at the primetime games in week one. We have awesome primetime matchups in week one. You got the 49ers and the Rams in Australia tomorrow night. Sunday night, Cowboys-Giants and John Harbaugh's coaching debut in New York. And then Monday night, can't get much better than that. Broncos and Chiefs and KC and Patrick Mahomes come back.
Chiefs drifting up to a 3-point favorite at DraftKings. Mostly 2.5 still out there in the market for Monday Night Football. You and I will be here sitting on this desk for Monday Night Football, wrapping up week one of the NFL season and the return of Patrick Mahomes. I know a lot of people, Matt, especially after his success a year ago, our guy, our colleague, Ryan Kramer, people want to know, who is he betting for the first touchdown of the 2026 season?
I want to know. Who's he got?
All right. Here we go. Hunter Henry, 20-1. New England Patriot tight end. How about Drake May, 20-1. The quarterback of the New England Patriots. How about Elijah Arroyo, tight end for the Seahawks, and A.J. Barner. A little bit shorter than normal for our guy, Ryan Kramer, but a lot of tight end love, as he is on A.J. Barner, Elijah Arroyo, Drake May, and Hunter Henry as his first touchdown scorers of the 2026 season.
A.J. Barner, not A.J. Brown.
Not A.J. Brown. No. A.J. Barner.
Okay.
He is very rarely. Now, every once in a while, the Crame Dog will switch it up, but he's usually in that 20 to 30 to 1 range. And he, if you want to follow him on Twitter, at KramerCentric, our guy from Sports Gambling Podcast. They do SGP Live after the Circa Friday Football Invitational every Friday night. And those are his four plays for the start of the season. And he is putting a quarter unit on each one of those. So he always does four, and those are his plays for tonight. Henry, May, Arroyo, and Barner to score touchdowns first.
I feel like this first touchdown scorer market's a little bit like golf betting. Right, you're going into golf futures into the tournament. You might bet four players, and you might play a couple of long shots, a mid-range shot, and maybe one of the favorites around 8-1, 10-1, something like that. So Kramer's got four plays tonight on the first touchdown score, and what would you say? Two of them are long shots. What were the numbers on these again? AJ Barner.
Barner's 14, so that's the short shot. Arroyo 30.
Right.
May 20 and Henry 20.
Okay.
So those are Kramer's four plays for first touchdown. And we've got some of the first touchdown props up on the screen right now. As you know, folks, the wait is finally over. College football, it's back. The NFL season kicks off in just about an hour. Now's the time to get your edge with VSiN Pro. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to our updated NFL betting guide with post preseason updates, week one betting systems, contest strategies, and fresh best bets from VSiN's experts. You'll also receive our college football betting guide. Even though the season has started, very valuable to look at some of the insight that we've got on all 138 teams. You get our daily best bets, real-time betting splits, 24/7 video. You can get started for as little as $9.99 or save up to 50% with a VSiN Pro annual subscription. So head on over to vsin.com/subscribe, vsin.com/subscribe. Matt, we've got the NBC coverage on one of our screens here in studio, and it looks like a perfect night in Seattle, so no weather to be concerned about in Seattle tonight for the start of the NFL season.
No, weather conditions going to be no factor at all. It's not like Hawaii the past couple of days.
Yeah. Hopefully our folks, our friends out at the Sheraton Waikiki, mm-hmm. I know that they were dealing with some water damage. Hopefully they are doing all right there. But, yeah, big weather. You missed the weather, though, out on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's interesting. We talked so much last week about the wind and the rain, the possibility of that being a factor in that UNLV-Hawaii football game. And, you know, as the week wore on, it looked like the hurricane was lingering further from the islands. It was not going to be a factor. Tim, I can tell you, I was out there on the field Saturday night. There was some wind. There was a little bit of rain, but really the weather had no impact on the game whatsoever. But it still was an easy under. That was a rocking chair under.
That was a winner for you.
Yeah, 21-6. The home dog was not live, that game did stay under the total. It's interesting. I talked to two sharp bettors today. They're both better with totals than I am. I don't bet many totals in the NFL. But I consider both of these guys sharp totals. One of them liked the over tonight. The other liked the under. So I said, all right, I'm staying away. I would lean to the over 44 tonight, but I am not going to play the total. I can tell you that.
Well, it's good to have John Hansen back on our lineup now that the NFL is returned, and the guru earlier today was a bit surprised to see that mm-hmm. Ramondre Stevenson's prop was as low as it was out there in the market.
Well, we've been in on Ramondre Stevenson over 57.5. Honestly, I thought it would go up a little higher. I am a little surprised. The reason I got in early is because, well, I was looking at it last week when it was 42.5, because I had a feeling that Trevion wasn't going to go. It's right there at 57.5 right now on DraftKings. Certainly a tough matchup. I do not have delusions that it's an easy matchup. Seattle was top seven in every meaningful metric last year against the run, literally everything. Now, the spread, it's in Seattle. It's only 3.5 points last time I checked. I think it's been pretty locked in there. I think that reveals that the books think it'll be a relatively close game. They are breaking in a new offensive coordinator, tweaking the offense a little bit. They are breaking in a new running back, a rookie in Jadarian Price. Obviously, no Trevion Henderson. So I do expect Stevenson to be good for 15-plus carries. It could be 20-plus if the game is close or if the Patriots manage to get a lead.
All right, there you go. He likes the over tonight, 57.5. Right now, DraftKings has bumped it up by a yard. Ramondre Stevenson at 58.5. Jadarian Price, he's up to 54.5. Do we expect Drake May to use his legs tonight, Matt? 26.5. These are at DraftKings, as always. If you're looking for props, you know the drill. Shop around. Make sure you get the best number available. You should have multiple outs on your sportsbook apps. George Helani, 19.5. Sam Darnold, 5.5 rushing yards. Do we expect anything from Sam Darnold in today's Super Bowl rematch?
If you go back and look at the Super Bowl, Sam Darnold had 2 carries for 5 yards. Ramondre Stevenson's really shut down, but the Seattle defense, I almost felt like they knew exactly what the Patriots were trying to do. They were all over everything that Drake May and the Patriots were trying to run. Stevenson had 7 carries for 23 yards. Obviously, the Patriots want to get him more touches on the ground tonight. Drake May in that game was sacked 6 times, picked off twice. I didn't think Sam Darnold was great in that game, Tim. When you look back, he was 19 for 38. He was not very accurate against the Patriots in that game, but he did just enough. He did not turn the ball over. He did not take sacks. No turnovers and 1 sack. And, you know, his performance was much better than Drake May in that game. But the Seattle defense really dominated that game.
Yeah, that was the big question as the game wore on, Matt. Who would we see as the MVP? Kenneth Walker ends up taking home Super Bowl MVP, and now he's a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. Jadarian Price, Matt, something you had mentioned earlier. What will we expect from him from a rushing attempt number? Over-under at DraftKings for the rookie out of Notre Dame, 12.5. Do we see 13 or more carries from Jadarian Price in his NFL debut?
I'm going to go over. That's one prop that interests me right there. Can we get that in before the game tonight?
Yeah, let's
go
let's
12 and a half.
All right, 12 and a half. We'll make sure.
Let's make that an official VSIM primetime play tonight. You like that?
Collaborative effort? I like it. All right, Jadarian Price.
I'm going to try to get that in on the app before the game. I think if the Seahawks execute their offense the way they want, they're going to run the ball 20-plus times tonight. If you go back to the Super Bowl and what happened, obviously Kenneth Walker was the MVP, and he carried the mail. He was a workhorse, 27 carries, 135 yards. You got to think there's a pretty good chance that Price is going to get 15 carries or more tonight. By the way, when you go back to the Super Bowl too, Jason Myers, one of the MVP for the Seahawks, he had 5 for 5 on field goals in that game. But Kenneth Walker was the MVP, and he is obviously off to Kansas City.
NFL season starts in less than an hour out in Seattle, a Super Bowl rematch. How is this game being bet? Our good friend Chuck Esposito goes behind the counter with us next.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
NFL season starts tonight, Matt Eumanns. It'll be a rematch of last year's Super Bowl, the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. As tradition goes, the Seattle Seahawks, your Super Bowl champion, they get to host the season opener. Last year, they lost their season opener, Matt, to the San Francisco 49ers, ended up 14-3, and won the Super Bowl by a final score of 29-13.
Well, when you talk about week one in the NFL and some of the strange things that can happen, how about the Raiders going to Foxborough and beating the Patriots last year in week one? There was so much optimism in Vegas. Hey, this Raiders team looks pretty good. Pete Carroll, the new coach, it looks like they got their act together. Well, the Raiders ended up 3-14. I believe the Patriots ended up 14-3, right?
Yeah.
And in the Super Bowl, and the other was in the Toilet Bowl, and that's the difference between week one and what happens the rest of the season. But tonight, I think the sharper money's on the Pats. And that really is a trend that carried over from the summer when this number opened around 4.5. And I would say more of the sharper bettors I know are on the Pats tonight. But I'm on the sidelines as of right now.
Right now, 3, 3.5 is the number. Mostly threes out there. FanDuel, very juiced 3.5. Couple other spots sitting there with juiced 3.5. So we'll check in with Chuck Esposito at some point before kickoff. I know he's busy here leading up to kickoff of the NFL season, but the Station's Casino app, as I was just perusing it, also sits at 3, juiced -120 on the Seattle Seahawks. They've got a total of 44.5. Circa, one of the few places, Matt, that is out there at 44 flat, as you see on your screen, for the total in this game. And you mentioned you were talking to a couple of sharp totals bettors. One liked the over and one liked the under.
I think it's going to land right on 44, Tim. 23-21. How about that?
Ooh. So that would be a cover. Unless Seattle, the Patriots win the game outright.
Seahawks by 2. 23-21.
I don't know. I'm going to hold you to it.
Don't hold me to that.
By the way, I am in on our collaborative pregame bets. Jadarian Price over 12.5 rushing attempts is the way we are rolling tonight.
Give me a piece of that.
Collaborative effort there. Hopefully the rookie out of Notre Dame gets 13 or more carries.
We were trying to find a better number. What was the number here at Circa?
Here, they didn't have rushing attempts. Actually, a better number juice-wise. DraftKings just dropped a little bit, so people heard us and faded us, apparently, has dropped a little bit. Jadarian Price over 12.5 rush attempts at DraftKings is -126. So look around. Let us know what the best juice out there is on Jadarian Price to go over his rushing prop. But a couple of other props that have been discussed. Ramondre Stevenson is now up to 59.5, which played you a clip, excuse me, of Ramondre Stevenson over 57.5 from the guru, John Hansen, earlier today. He said he locked it in last week with the expectation that Travion Henderson would be out. Good prediction by him. And right now, 59.5 is where we sit for Ramondre Stevenson over his rushing yards. Drake May, 25.5 rushing yards. What will we see from him, Matt, in his first game of the season?
I would expect Drake May to put up pretty good numbers tonight. The Seattle defense is a little bit weakened, and I think the Pats probably a little bit more confident in their passing game than they were going into that matchup in February. By the way, we talked about the Raiders upsetting the Patriots in Foxborough in Week 1 last year. Can we talk about this Raiders news today? Oh. I mentioned this with Mitch Moss and Paul Howard on Follow the Money, Tim, right before.
Sure, you were thrilled about it, Matt.
I'm pissed off about it. I'm serious.
I know you are.
There has been no news coming out about Brock Bowers being hobbled or any possibility that he might miss Week 1 until today. We just find out, breaking news, the Raiders' best player is out, and nobody reported this. And obviously he had an operation on his PCL and one of his knees last season. I don't know if it's the same knee. We really don't have details on what's going on here. It's a meniscus trim. I don't know if it's the same knee that he got banged up last season, but Brock Bowers, who's the Raiders' MVP, really. I mean, he's going to be Kirk Cousins' number one option in the passing game.
We talked about those wide receivers.
Low average, right?
Jack Besh is one of your top go-to guys, no knock on Jack Besh.
He's not Justin Jefferson.
You don't want
him.
He's
not Jamar Chase.
No, I don't think he's in the same breath as those two gentlemen.
But this Brock Bowers news comes out of nowhere, and now you have to totally reconsider what you're going to do with the Raiders and Survivor, because that was going to be the number one option, really, for the Raiders offensively. Kirk Cousins, I was convinced he was going to go to Bowers, and he was going to get double-digit catches in this game against the Dolphins. And now you got to totally rework this game plan. Maybe Mike Washington, rookie running back, is going to get a lot of work.
Michael Mayer. Could be a guy.
I like Michael Mayer. He's not quite Brock Bowers. But he's a pretty good tight end. But I think now Michael Mayer is going to be a bigger option. But still, I'm far less confident in using the Raiders in Circa Survivor now than I was before I got this unexpected Brock Bowers breaking news this afternoon. And it's not what you expect to find out on Wednesday of Week 1 when nobody covering the team has even reported that Bowers might miss the game.
The report.
By the way, did you hear what Clint Kubiak said today? 2 hours before this news came out?
He said he was fine, right?
Yeah. We expect all our players to be fine and healthy and playing in the game.
Liar.
2 hours later, the report comes out that Bowers is out.
So in case you missed it, here's the tweet from Adam Schefter. We just had it up on the screen regarding Brock Bowers. Raiders All-Pro tight end Brock Bowers underwent a meniscus trim on Tuesday in Dallas. Once again, Tuesday, Matt. Clint Kubiak talked today.
Right. in Dallas, by the way.
With Dr. Daniel Cooper, and is now expected to miss a game or two, according to league sources. This from Adam Schefter. Bowers got banged up, quote, a little in camp, and the injury was diagnosed last week and surgery scheduled.
Wow.
So Brock Bowers out, and right now, Matt, the line for the Raiders is down to 3 for the Las Vegas Raiders at home against the Miami Dolphins. So that was certainly a option for many. I know yourself, we talked about it. If you were going to go with more of a risky play in week one, and now as we sat here and watched multiple Raiders preseason games, the passing options, not ideal for Kirk Cousins. Jalen Naylor, your top target from a wide receiver possession, Jack Besh has been alluded to, and now Brock Bowers, arguably the top tight end in the NFL, one of the top tight ends in the NFL, out for tonight, or excuse me, for next week. So,
if you're talking about Raiders MVPs, it's a coin flip. Is it Brock Bowers? Is it Max Crosby? Right? And Crosby's missed a lot of games due to injury recently, just as Bowers has. But I thought both those guys are going to be healthy and ready to roll going into Sunday, and that's not going to be the case with Brock Bowers. It really changes things. Tim, I expect that I've got the Dolphins power rated as the worst team in the NFL, and we've talked about that this week. But I still think the Raiders now without Bowers are going to struggle to move the ball and put up points. We watched this offense really sputter throughout the preseason, and that was without Bowers on the field, and now it's going to be the same situation. I still have more confidence in Kirk Cousins than I would if Fernando Mendoza were starting, because the rookie looked like he was in over his head during the preseason. But now Cousins is going to be without what would have been his number one option. So I think that points to probably an under in that Dolphins-Raiders game Sunday afternoon. And it looks like the highest total on the board right now is 40.5. I was going to say, if I could get 41, I would like to play that under. But it looks like 40.5 at DraftKings is the highest total.
Matt, we still have some important baseball happening here tonight. And coming up in just a couple of moments, Cubs trying to avoid a 3-game sweep at the hands of the Milwaukee Brewers. Another series victory for the Brewers. The Brewers went down to Wrigley Field, got an important split of that 4-game series, and now they are sitting in this series. They went one the first two games. They have really done a number here on the Chicago Cubs as they lost that series opener a week ago, 17-3, then came back and won games 2 and 3, dropped the fourth game. But Matt, to come back and win on Monday, then yesterday with 2 outs in the ninth, it is pretty devastating to the Cubs' chances, pretty much eliminating them from any shot to win this division. And the Brewers right now a favorite tonight with Logan Henderson on the hill for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers go into tonight's game with a 9-game lead in the NL Central. They've won 2 in a row. Cubs have lost 3 in a row, and this race has really changed a little bit since that blowout we watched last week. What did you say? It was 17-3?
17-3. Yeah. We saw Andrew Vaughn pitching in that game for the Milwaukee Brewers. Matt, it moved today.
What's that?
Earlier today, Matt, we had talked about it so much. I bet Pat Murphy to win NL MVP, or NL Manager of the Year. I was done with the discussion. It was plus 150 earlier today. It moved 45 cents. It is now plus 105. He is finally the favorite to win NL Manager of the Year.
As he should have been a week or 10 days ago, and we talked about this. And once again, folks, Tim Murray is moving the market.
Yes, I'm moving markets. Yeah. I told people in Milwaukee this morning, drive to Illinois and bet on Pat Murphy to win Manager of the Year. I don't know if they listened, but the market did move a little bit. Matt, one of the cool things we've got going on here at VSiN is our Average Joe contest. The Edge Boost Average Joe contest puts you in the same pick'em format as the Circa Friday Football Invitational, the ones the pros play, and it's free to play, and you can register anytime during this season. Sign up at edgeboost.io, the promo code VSIN, and make sure your account is funded with at least $100. Enter the contest today, vsin.com/Joe.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Alongside Matt Humans, I'm Tim Murray. Thanks to Dom DeMarcos for dropping off some pizza, start of the NFL season, Matt. You were just saying to Bill 80, it's not only football season, it's food season around these parts.
That's twice as good, twice as nice, right, Tim? Football and food season, Dom DeMarco's, you can't go wrong. What type of pizza do you think I ordered for the studio?
You ordered a cheese pizza with nothing on, Matt.
Tim, your sarcasm is hilarious. Obviously,
I thought it was pretty good.
Sausage and pepperoni, your best bet every time.
It is delicious. Okay. I just had a slice during the break. I'm feeling great. And you know what makes me even feel better during the football season,
Chuck
Matt?
Esposito.
Getting the latest from Behind the Counter.
Where are the lines changing? And where's the money going? Let's go Behind the Counter.
Chuck Esposito, a gentleman every Saturday I have on the Tailgate Show, and I call him the professor because he gives us the answers to the tests every so often. So, Chuck, as we sit here on the start of the NFL season, I'm looking at my Station's Casino app. Total 44.5. Seahawks minus -3, $1.20 on that number. What have you seen from a betting standpoint? Is there a big need for you guys here on opening night?
It's a difficult game right now. I mean, we opened 3 even on Seattle. We're at the highest point we've been now at 3 minus 20. I know there's been some 3.5s that have popped up, guys, industry-wide. 70% of the tickets are on the Seahawks. But the sharper bets that we've taken so far across our enterprise have all been on the Patriots.
How do you feel about that, Chuck? Because this was a Patriots team that was really blown out in the Super Bowl. Do you like them to be much more competitive tonight and to be live dogs tonight? Do you see where the sharp bettors are coming from here?
I do. I would like them more, plus +3.5. Yep. I think adding A.J. Brown is a big piece. I know they're not going to have Travion Henderson, so a lot's going to be on Ramondre Stevenson tonight. But I would definitely like them more with the hook than without it, although you're just buying onto a push at that point if it ends 3. Again, you have to respect that sharp play a little bit on this game being that rematch, but they did not look good in the Super Bowl. It was a game that was dominated by Seattle, especially their defense, but it's a different defense now for Seattle, especially on the back end.
Yep, I agree with that as well. And Chuck, like I said, I did not get the 4.5, the 4, the 3.5, so I don't want to play the Patriots +3. Did you open this 4.5 over the summer?
No, Matt. I mean, we opened the game 3.
We opened it
3.
Wow.
Even. Yep. And we're at our highest point right now at 3 minus 20. That's really more so ticket count really does favor Seattle, like I said, at 70%. Okay. There's been just, nothing that would push us to 3.5, but I am seeing some of those industry-wide that are out there.
Chuck Esposito, Red Rock Casino, Race and Sportsbook Director, part of the Station's Casino Group. If you come to town, make sure you get your Station's app. If you're a local, make sure you sign up from the Last Man Standing. By the way, give us the latest on Last Man Standing as we head into another year for you guys with college and pro.
Big push going on right now from our side of the counter, guys, and especially from the guests as well. We've seen a lot of signups over the last 48 hours, and you have until this weekend to get signed up for both. So my guess is over the next few days, my team and the teams across the brand are going to be quite busy with last man standing signups. We guarantee $100,000 in the college, $150,000 in the pros. Those are aggregate payouts, though. So if we have multiple winners, they would split those prizes. But there's been many years where I've presented that big check to just one winner in college or pro.
I've been in this contest in the past. I'm in this contest again. I was at the Red Rock Sportsbook yesterday signing up for the NFL and the college contest. And I ran into Golden Nugget Sportsbook Director Tony Miller, recently retired. And Tony mentioned to me that he ran into Chuck Esposito at a fantasy football draft recently. Is that right, Chuck? You were at a fantasy football draft?
I'm not commenting on that, Matt.
Okay. You know?
But it's always good to see affectionately known as the big man.
Uh-huh.
It's always good to see him. And I started at Caesars in the mid '80s, and Tony was one of the guys that actually trained me. So it's always good to run into him and have a chance to kind of chat a little bit. But it's going to be a fun football season. I know he's a big Cowboys fan, and there's a lot of optimism about the Cowboys this year in that NFC East.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, too, on the Super Bowl futures board. Obviously, Seahawks trying to go back-to-back. Are you getting much play on Seattle? Or which teams are attracting more public play or sharp play on the Super Bowl futures board here in the last few weeks?
You know, there's two teams in the AFC West, and that's the Chargers and Broncos, that are both seeing a lot of love. so far, especially the Chargers. They seem to be a really popular bet. In the NFC, a little bit, the Giants and Cowboys from the NFC East are seeing some love as well. There's just a lot of uncertainty right now. You know, the Bills are a team that everybody thinks could get there. A lot of people like the Rams. They're our favorite right now. They're the single-digit favorite to win the Super Bowl. Their defense was their Achilles heel a bit last year, and now you had Myles Garrett, and you can Aaron Donald back in a couple of weeks. So that defense is going to be really, really good. But you have to hope that Stafford stays healthy, I think, for that team.
Chuck Esposito giving us the latest from behind the counter. Check him out, Red Rock Casino, sportsbook director there. Circling back to the game tonight, we talked about the side. 70% of the tickets at your shop on the Seahawks, but sharper money on the Patriots. You're at 3-20 right now with Seattle. How's the total looking with 44.5? I imagine it being opening night, probably some interest from the public bettors on the over.
There is, Tim, but it's really strange. We open the game 44.5. We still sit there. Usually you see some movement on a game that's been up for several weeks. That hasn't been the case. Ticket count does favor the over, but only at 54%. So we know Seattle has a good defense. Again, I touched on it. A little bit different, though. Not quite as maybe good on the back end with some losses they had in the offseason and some injuries. But 54% on the over right now. We still sit at our opening number of 44.5. I think there is some lower numbers around industry-wide as well.
You know, Chuck, when you look at some of the props that you guys offer, first touchdown scorer, a lot of passing props, I think almost 500 different props available on the station's app here heading into tonight. How is that first touchdown market looking right now? You've got Ramondre Stevenson and Jadarian Price as the two short shots. Who are the bettors looking at in that market?
Price is definitely getting some love, but A.J. Brown, too. I think having, you know, a big-time wideout, which he didn't have last year, Drake May, I think being able to add A.J. Brown, getting him in, having him in for camp, he's a guy that everybody's kind of circled as some value, and we're seeing some money come across on A.J. Brown for the first TD.
Chuck Esposito out at the Red Rock Sportsbook. Chuck, if you were to fly to Australia, would you go a week in advance or 24 hours in advance to get adjusted?
I think if I'm going to fly anywhere out of the country, I'm going to go a week in advance and get adjusted, guys. I think one day is a little bit tough. We know how good the Rams can be. The Niners have been there now for, I think, 5 days. I'm kind of surprised they're kind of flying in at the last minute, just in case there are any, you know, delays or anything that they encounter. But we sit at 3.5 right now, -20, guys. Ticket count 67% on the Rams. Mm-hmm. My guess is we're going to be huge Niner fans tomorrow when that game kicks.
Circa's at 4, BetMGM at 4, Station Casino still at 3.5 on that game tomorrow night. DraftKings still at 3.5.
3.5 juice.
Yep,
yeah, 3.5 minus 20.
Right.
Yeah, just a, yeah.
Chuck, aside from, we got some great primetime games as expected here in week one. Patriots, Seahawks, 49ers, Rams. Sunday night, it's going to be Cowboys, Giants. Monday, Broncos, Chiefs. Aside from those games, on the Sunday schedule, which games do you think are going to be the most important for you as a bookmaker on Sunday?
I think the two games that kind of stand out to me, Matt, a little bit, I think we're going to get some decision on the Bucks-Bengal game. Game sits at 4 right now. I know there's some lower numbers out there. We've seen some sharp money on the Bucks. This is a Bengal team now that they play in a division where new coaches in Pittsburgh, new coach in Baltimore, and a Brown team that isn't very good. So if Joe Burrow can stay healthy, maybe this is a year the Bengals can be really tough again. And that Raven-Colts game, too. Colts had a really good season last year. They got banged up toward the end of the season. We're seeing some money come in on the Ravens, though, right now at -3.5.
How about Dolphins-Raiders with the news today that Brock Bowers is out, is not going to play, and that's surprising to a lot of people. It kind of comes out of nowhere here, and you made a minor line adjustment here on Miami-Las Vegas.
It was surprising to me, Matt. Our side of the counter hadn't heard anything about it. We expected the Bowers to be there. I mean, you look at their wide receiving core, and I thought Bowers was going to be the focal point of that offense. Besides Gentry, he's a little bit banged up. We know they brought in Washington in the draft, but this offense was going to flow through Brock Bowers. So it is definitely a big loss. We currently sit at Raiders 3-20. Ticket count still favors the Raiders at 72%. Our public does love the Raiders. They back them. It's a winnable game for the Raiders. But without Bowers, I think, you know, I could see some sharp money maybe starting to show on the Dolphins as we get closer to Sunday.
Chuck Esposito, race and sportsbook director, Red Rock Casino here in Las Vegas. Last man standing. If you're in town, make sure you go sign up for one of the best values out there. $100, five entries into last man standing for both college and the NFL. Chuck, always appreciate the inside information, and I will talk to you Saturday morning as we pivot to week two of the college football slate.
All right. Sounds great, guys. Enjoy the game tonight. Look forward to it. Thanks, Timmy.
70% of the tickets at Chuck's house on the Seattle Seahawks, but sharper money on the New England Patriots. Matt, we're 25 minutes away from kickoff of the 2026 NFL season. Patriots taking on the Seahawks.